Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all those who seek to develop their spirit, mind, and body. And so it is. So, welcome to today is Sunday, October the 11th. October, not that I'm getting ahead of myself, September the 11th, 2022. And I'm pleased to be here with you today. I'm not Millage Mosby or Pamela Mosby, but neither are you all. So we have the pleasure today of having Reverend Michelle Senegal with us, and we're looking forward to what she has to share with us today. What I'd like to do is ask you guys if you would join me in our mission and our foundation statement. So today, like I said, is September the 11th, and let's join together in sharing the mission of Unity Center of Light. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us, far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs. God, the good omnipotent. And so it is. Amen. Okay, so today I'd like to also ask Abrena if she would share the daily word with us.
Okay. Good morning, all. Sunday, September 11th, 2022. The word for today is remembrance. You live in my heart. Whether they have passed on recently or many years ago, the people for whom I've cared deeply are alive in my heart. If I feel sad or lonely for those I miss, I pause to recall a special memory or something unique about them that made even ordinary days feel magical. Reflecting on the love and joy we shared and the blessings their lives afforded me, I feel comforted. I am thankful for these memories will always be mine to treasure. I know that life does not end with death. Life is eternal, and my loved ones will always be beautiful, beloved expressions of spirit. I am grateful those who have passed from this life experience continue to live in spirit and are forever in my heart. For the righteous will never be moved. They will be remembered forever. Psalms 112, verse 6. And so it is.
Thank you, Brenna. So I said earlier, it's my great good pleasure to introduce our guest speaker today, Reverend Michelle Senegal. Many of you know her. She's a member of our spiritual family for sure. But for any of you who don't, for the last couple of weeks, we have provided her extensive bio, which is always so enlightening to see and remember all the wonderful things she does from diversity and inclusivity. The fact that she also did part of her internship with us when she was becoming a CSL minister, all the time she has visited with us and helped us with memorial services and Sunday services like this. She's also facilitated courageous conversations with us. She was a speaker and facilitator at the recent People of African Descent conference for the first time that was held for the first time at Unity Village earlier this last month. Anyway, I could spend a lot more time, but I'm going to let you experience her and know that today she it strives to share with us that we can imbue our lives with prayer. Thank you, Michelle, and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And hello, Unity family. I'm so happy to be with you all today. Today is a most auspicious day because it comes on the tails of World Day of Prayer, and today is 9/11. And so let's just take a moment of silence to remember all of those souls who left us on 9/11. Thank you for honoring their memory. So imbue your inner life with prayer. You all know that whatever's going on with me personally, it shows up in a sermon at some point in time. And so what that means is I have really been spending more time in my prayer work and in my meditation work. I think it has something to do with the changing of the seasons. I start to go within as fall starts to show up in its magnificence. And so I'm going to be using three terms throughout my talk, and I want to make sure that you all know the context in which I'm using those. So when I refer to inner life, I'm talking about our inner selves with a capital S. And I think in terms of my inner life, your inner life, as being like a vessel. And this vessel is where we store our true love, where we store our hopes, our dreams, our feelings and emotions, and our intuition. So that's what I'm referring to with regard to inner life. When I talk about the outer life, I'm talking about our bodies, our physical bodies, the conditions and circumstances that we encounter. Another way of saying it is the objective reality or the world of sensible phenomenon, because we experience the world through our senses. And then appearances. I actually went metaphysical on us on appearances. I went to the Science of Mind textbook, and in the glossary, this is how they define appearance. Appearance distinguishes that which seems to be from that which is. It's easy for us to be affected by appearances and oft times giving rise to fear and concern. Our thinking produces thoughts that produce conditions which appear to be true. But these results have no power, no reality, except as given power by our believing that the appearance is the actuality. Disease, discord, and limitation have no spiritual prototypes. They are false manifestations which have objectified in either the body physically or the affairs of human life. So that's a long explanation, but it really encompasses everything that I'm referring to when I talk about appearances. So, the meat. The meat is imbuing our lives with prayer. And in preparation for this talk, I read an article, and the article had a quote, and I share it with you now. It says, "If we keep our heart right, we need not concern ourselves about appearances. That will take care of itself. It will be controlled from within." Too many people think too much about making good appearances or concern themselves with false expectations appearing real. And they neglect the culture of their inner lives. Prayer, I'm here to tell you, is the way to cultivate a strong and satisfying inner, therefore outer life. The thing with prayer, most of us I know are vigilant in our prayer. For those who are working up to that, make it a daily practice. If you can, pray without ceasing. And the paramount reason for making prayer a daily practice is to elevate consciousness so that we are able to connect to divine mind. And when we raise our consciousness through prayer, Every aspect of our life is uplifted. Our life goes beyond the common and the ordinary, the physical and the visible, beyond the appearances. Thus we live with wisdom, and fear is recognized for the nothingness that it is. It's just a false expectation appearing real. When we pray, we disempower fear by expressing our higher selves, the best of ourselves, and living from the inside out. Prayer makes that reality possible. We often pray to God to reveal that which we need to know. I know I'm always asking God, reveal to me in ways that I know and I understand what I should do in any given situation. And what that does is it brings a comfort over me, because I know that because of my oneness with God, which is, by the way, the greatest and the most important revelation there is, that peace, love, joy, happiness are already right there within me. And my prayer invokes those qualities and those powers of God. When life appears difficult, turn within. Tune in, knowing that within you is a sanctuary to which you can retreat at any time. Your interior life is an ideal place to just bask in the allness and the isness of God, the very light of God. And in this way, you will maintain your equanimity. You'll experience mental calmness, composure, and an evenness of temper. You'll ignore those false appearances. Prayer is the way to maintain connection with God and to actually feel with every aspect of your being its presence. And only when we live connected to God will we be connected to celestial love. Everything in your world will then only and can only reflect good. Through prayer, we are capable of positively impacting so much more than just our individual lives. By accessing and properly using the law of divine oneness, one of the 12 universal laws of manifestation, it interconnects the whole of humanity and nature through a collective consciousness. This law keeps balance and stability in the universe. The law of divine oneness states nothing outside of oneness can exist. Everything in the universe is supported by the law of divine oneness. World Day of Prayer is so potent because when a critical mass of people prays, it raises our collective vibrational energy. And when we connect to the law of divine oneness, when we live from that place, when we imagine and we dream from that place, then we live connected to the Most High God. And therefore, universal love reigns supreme. And what I know and you know is that God as love shows us the way. It shows us how to live. It shows us how to be in the world with other people. And with love as the law, love makes the way to make the way in which we envision a reality. Having a rich inner life means being in touch with your true self and the vast terrain of your hopes, your dreams, and your imaginings. It's a private space for creativity, for reflection and introspection. And these practices, they nourish your creative spirit, fostering a greater sense of well-being. In New Thought, we primarily pray in two ways. We listen. That's the listening prayer. That's what we refer to as meditation. And then we ask, we speak. That's our spoken prayer. So I'd like to say a little bit about both of those types of prayer. The listening prayer is the universal path to wisdom. It's the way to connect with infinite intelligence. Therefore, everything that we need to know, we have access to. It's the place of perfect peace. It's also the silence, which is the language of God. I repeat, silence is the language of the divine. An anonymous monk who lived in Egypt in the 1600s reminds us that unless there is a still center at the eye of the storm, unless whilst in the midst of our activities, we reserve a secret room in our hearts where we can sit alone with God, unless we do this, we can lose all sense of spiritual direction. And we definitely don't want to do that. We want to discern everything in our life through that spiritual lens and then be guided by divine guidance. A Chinese philosopher, Lao Tzu, reminds us that there's no reason to run outside for better seeing, nor to peer from a window. Rather, abide at the center of your being. For the more you leave your center, the less you learn. So search your heart and see if you are wise to take each turn, because the way to do is the way to be. The answers are always quietly there. It's our fears, it's our doubt that drown them out. So prayer with words. While sitting in the silence, we're listening, waiting, observing, basking, lingering. And when we pray with words, that's when things begin to shift and to move. Spoken prayer is a vital transaction. When we pray aloud, we engage in active enterprise, active interchange. Spoken prayer is meeting life, the outer life, with the inner life. And I want to say something about that spoken word and that spoken prayer and how potent it is. As I mentioned, I'm here for a celebration of life here in New Orleans. And I was on the phone. I wasn't physically with my cousin when she transitioned, but I was on the phone with her daughter. And I could hear her thanking God, thanking Jesus. And she was giving thanks for, she lived a long life. She's 78 years old. She succumbed to cancer after a 15-year battle. So I'm certain she was giving thanks for, wow, her life expectancy went beyond what anybody, any human person predicted. They were saying 6 months from the diagnosis. It was 15 years from that diagnosis. And so as she was starting to transition to the other side, she was giving thanks. She, thank God. And then she might mix it up and say, thank you, Jesus. And neighbors said they heard her down the block. And so they knew, and they all just gathered. They started walking toward the house, and they stood outside the house to be respectful. But they said that she went out the way she lived her life. She lived her life with a sense of gratitude. And so my message today is, let's be grateful for every single thing, all the time, even as my cousin did in her passing. She recognized the good in her life. And she also, I believe, recognizes even more good that is yet to come because she lives eternally. Her spirit, as you know, he lives eternally. So in New Thought, as I mentioned, we pray in two ways. We pray affirmatively at the Centers for Spiritual Living as well as in Unity. And so in the Centers for Spiritual Living, we refer to our prayer as scientific. Why is it scientific? Because we have five specific steps that we follow every time we pray. That's what makes it scientific. It's programmatic. We always follow the same sequence, and we know that we will absolutely get the results for which we treat. And we call it a treatment because we're treating our minds, we're treating our hearts, we're treating our thoughts, we're treating our prayers and our emotions. We treat them as a doctor would treat our physical bodies. We treat our interior bodies, our faculties, so that we can live in that realm of spirit. We can think and we can act within that realm of spirit. And when we get a little off course, we know all we need do is go within and treat to be restored to that level of consciousness. But what are those five steps of which I speak? First of all, there's recognition. And at this point, we are acknowledging that within the universe, there is one pervading presence, one force encompassing everything that is in existence, one energy from which all things are made. And many people throughout the ages, and even today, have called this source of all life God. Allah. The great mystery, the ultimate reality. The name is not important. What matters is that we recognize the truth. And as we come to that place of recognition, we step into unification. Having recognized the magnificence and the awesome power of the One Presence, we realize that this same intelligence that created everything does not stop being where we are. Therefore, it is also within us. It is the substance that life is made of. In this step, we become aware of who we really are. A divine being made of God's substance, having a human experience. We unify with this. We affirm this oneness. We simply say, "The Father and I are one." And then we're ready. Ready for what? We are ready to declare with authority. We are ready to affirm that which we want extant in our lives. We name it. We declare it, and we do so with a feeling of conviction. That feeling of conviction is acting as if we already have it, because we have faith in the power of prayer. Prayer is its own answer, is another way of saying that. And so when you make these declarations, when you make these affirmations, do it with feeling. Act as if, because you know that God listens, that God answers even before we ask. God knows what it is that we need. And unless we have that feelingness, unless we have that conviction, our prayers are just a set of empty words. As eloquent as they might be, it's just a set of empty words. So after we have declared and proclaimed and affirmed, we give thanks. We summon from within ourselves that feeling of gratitude. And of course, the source of all doesn't need our gratitude to function. It's rather that an attitude of gratitude opens our minds and opens our hearts to receiving more of our divine inheritance, to receiving even more good. Gratitude also raises our vibration. And as the law of the universe is such that what we focus on is what we manifest, when we are focused on the good that we already have, we can only manifest more good. We know that our prayers will produce that for which we have prayed or something better. Because when we unify with infinite intelligence, with the all-knowingness of God, what we prayed for may not be enough. So know that we might get more and better because God knows what it is that we need, and God knows the secret desires of our heart. And then after we have given thanks and danced with joy for the blessings that are manifesting, we can release the prayer. And each prayer is individual and independent. So every time we have a need, and even if the need is for a revelation and the revelation hasn't come, when you pray again, it is an entirely new prayer because you're coming from it with new consciousness, different consciousness. So you want to release the old prayer because once we have accomplished those four previous steps, all we need to do now is just trust. All we need to do now is to know. We release our prayer to the wisdom, to the love, to the laws of the universe. The Creator does not require our input on the how. So don't instruct God on how. God knows. It is actually God, right? So God knows all. So make your request with authority. Release the prayer and let it go for God's will to be done. Charles Fillmore said this about prayer. He said, "True prayer brings about an exalted radiation of energy. And when it is accompanied by faith, judgment, and love, the word of truth bursts forth in a stream of light that, when held in mind, illumines, uplifts, and glorifies." Doesn't get any better than that, y'all. So I remind you to imbue your lives with prayer. Let us pray. Father, Mother, Life, you are my life. It's from that place in my awareness that I speak my word, declaring and proclaiming that I am fully illumined, that I may receive awareness of divine presence within, around, through, above, and below me. I know that I am divinely protected always with perfect love. I know that my purpose here on earth is to express my divinity. And as I enter into divine consciousness, and as I listen, and as I wait patiently, Spirit is penetrating my human consciousness, bringing me ever closer to my increasingly receptive mind and heart. Oh, great Spirit, I'm grateful. I am so very thankful for this relationship, for this connection, for this life that I live, and for so much more. So I can release my word now. Unto the divine law of oneness, knowing it returns not void, but rather it unifies me with God in everyone and everything. So I simply let it go. I let it be, and I let God. And so it is. Amen. So I ask that you prepare yourselves now for a brief meditation. Sit erectly, feet flat on the floor if you can. And just for a moment, focus on your interior life. Take deep breaths. Connecting with the origin of everything that you are. It's in the space where your dreams of the life that you live begins. Relax. Relax your body completely. Let go of any tension. Release and send any concerns or problems back to the nothingness from whence they came. Let go of any judgments, any criticisms of self and others. Just let go of all, giving yourself permission to be present, fully present, in this eternal now moment. Breathe in slowly, so that you can actually hear the air expanding your lungs. Prolong that pleasure as you inhale and exhale. Do it deeply. Breathe slowly. And let the love that is of God, that is God, fill your every cell, every atom, every sinew of your being. Let the love fill within you to overflowing. Now let that excess love flow into your heart. Open your heart wide and fill it with love to the max. And every time you breathe, know that you are sending a healing love to all the places and spaces that need healing. Feel your body being healed in the moment. See love abolishing everything that pains you or everything that doesn't serve your highest good. And even in your meditation, do not hesitate to ask for the blessings that are rightly yours. And you do this by imagining that which you want to experience. So it might be the healing of your body. It might be the healing of your mind. It might be to bring forth success as you define it, or peace, the peace of God that you know when you go to the upper room. It might be to heal your finances. So whatever the seeming appearance in your imagining, imagine its opposite. Replace any thoughts of concern with thoughts of absolute truth. And that is, you are a divine child of the Most High God, and it is God's wishes to give you the kingdom. Now, just imagine God asking you, beloved, what is your desire today? Ask me, for I long to do good for and by you. What are your plans, beloved? Don't know? Ask me, and I will reveal all you need to know to successfully bring your dreams and your plans to fruition. Now, trust me. Show me your gratitude. For you know that when you ask, I answer. And beloved, come back soon. Visit me soon in the secret place in your heart and in your mind. Bring me that devoted heart. And when you return, I'll have more blessings to bestow upon you. So breathe that in. The allness, the isness, the goodness of God. And so I ask you to bring your awareness back to this virtual room and just blink your eyes so that you let a little light in at a time. And once they have adjusted, you can open and be fully present to this moment right here and right now. And I close this time of communion with the divine by affirming, and so it is. Amen, Amin, and Ashe.
And so it is. Thank you, Reverend Michelle. We are so grateful. We are so blessed by you in our midst today. I'm turning off our recording now.